Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear and precious souls that are joining us on the phone and on the room and also on the radio and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to all of you on this blessed Sabbath, November 14, 2015. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. This is lesson 153. Chapter 31, entitled The Sermon on the Mount, Part 7. The opening song to our study today is entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me on the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, will I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Though the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen.
If we could all kneel our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Our righteous and heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to enter into another one of your Sabbath rest. Lord, I pray that you please be with each and every one of us, wherever we are, wherever we are meeting in your name. Lord, I pray that you keep us and guide us, send your Holy Spirit to be among us all, so that we can receive wondrous things out of your words of truth and inspiration. Open up our eyes, our minds, and our hearts, and help us to be receptive to your words. Please forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. Please, dear Father, give us the opportunity to see them and repent of them according to your perfect will. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. Please bless those brethren that are listening over the phones and those that will be listening at a later time. And for those who are listening on the radio as well. Once again, Father, thank you for all that you have done. In no other name than your Son Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 35 from the King James Version, and it reads, "But love ye your enemies, and do good, and let hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 7 in our lesson entitled The Sermon on the Mount of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren, little ones, would like to take the following verses, blah,
Matthew 5:23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother had aught against thee. Matthew 5:24. Leave thy gift there before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to the thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift.
Amen.
Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them with despiteful use you and persecute you.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen.
2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Romans 8:3. So blessing everyone. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin to condemn sin in flesh. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 310 through 312. Welcome to all those dear brethren that are joining us at this very moment. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bye-bye.
Desire of Ages, page 310. The Savior goes farther than this. He says, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Many are zealous in religious services, while between them and their brethren are unhappy differences, which they might reconcile. God requires them to do all in their power to restore harmony. Until they do this, he cannot accept their services. The Christian's duty in this matter is clearly pointed out. Zohar Vedas, page 10, paragraph 5.
The Desire of Ages, page 311. God pours his blessing upon us all. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Sendeth rain on the just and unjust. He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Luke 6:35. He bids us to be like him. Bless them that curse you, said God. Jesus, do good to them that hate you, that ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. These are principles of law, and they are wellspring of life. Desire of Ages.
Page 311, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What does God require when thy brother has aught against thee? And what example does he bid us to be like him, fulfilling the principles of the law, that is, the wellspring of life? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is God requires them to do all in their power to restore harmony and bless them that curse you, said Jesus. Do good to them that hate you, that ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven.
Amen. Desire of Ages, page 311. God's ideal for his children is higher than the highest human thought can reach. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. This command is a promise. The plan of redemption contemplates our complete recovery from the power of Satan. Christ always separates the contrite soul from sin. He came to destroy the works of the devil, and he has made provision that the Holy Spirit shall be imparted to every repentant soul to keep from sinning. Desire of Ages, page 311, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 311. The tempter's agency is not to be accounted an excuse for one wrong act. Satan is jubilant when he hears the professed followers of Christ making excuses for the deformity of character. It is these excuses that lead to Satan.
Sin.
There is no excuse for sinning. A holy temper, a Christ-like life is accessible to every repenting, believed child of God. Desire of Ages, 311,
3. Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How high is God's ideal for his children? And what leads professed followers of Christ to make excuses, and what do they use the excuses to do? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is it's higher than the highest human thought can reach. He said, by ye therefore perfect even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. This command is a promise. And they use their deformity of character. There's no excuse for sinning. A holy temper, a Christ-like life, is accessible to every repenting, believing child of God.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 311. The ideal of Christian character is Christ-likeness. As the Son of Man was perfect in his life, so his followers are to be perfect in their life. Amen. Jesus was in all things made like unto his brethren. He became flesh even as we are. He was hungry and thirsty and weary. He was sustained by food and refreshed by sleep. He shared the lot of men, yet he was the blameless Son of God. He was God in the flesh. His character is to be ours. The Lord says of those who believe in him, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, and that was Desire of Ages, page 311, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessed hope, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What is the ideal of Christian character? And what did the Lord say to those who believe in him, as well as how his character could be ours? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, it is Christ-likeness. As the Son of Man was perfect in his life, so his followers had to be perfect in their life. And the Lord says of those who believe in him, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful song together, dear ones, asking Jesus that we really want to be just like him. And the title of the song is, I Want to Be Like Jesus. 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 Give me a heart that is pure and true, kind of loving in all I do, full of mercy for all who comes, running into the Father's arms. I want to be just like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want eyes that see you.
Eyes that see you.
Ears that hear from you.
Ears that hear from you.
Feet to follow after you.
Feet to follow after you.
I want to be just like you.
I want to be just like you.
I want
to be
just like Jesus. Amen.
Desire is based in John 11. Christ is the ladder that Jacob saw, the base resting on the earth, and the top ground reaching to the gate of heaven, to the very threshold of glory. If that ladder had failed by a single step of reaching the earth, we should have been lost. But Christ reaches us where we are. He took our nature and overcame, that we, through taking his nature, might overcome. Continuing next slide. Made in the likeness of simple flesh, Romans 8:3, he lived a sinless life. Now by divinity he lays hold upon the throne of heaven, while by his humanity he reaches us. He lived us by faith in him, attained to the glory of the character of God. Therefore are we to be perfect, even as our Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Amen.
Desire Vase, page 311, paragraph 5. And the slide says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, who does the base of the ladder that Jacob saw rested on the earth represent? And how does Christ base us by faith in him to obtain to the glory of the character of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Pabula.
The answer is Christ is the ladder. Christ reaches us where we are. He took our nature and overcame, that we, through taking his nature, might overcome. Made in the likeness of sinful flesh, Romans 8:3, he lived a sinless life, and by his sinless life, by his divinity, he lays hold upon the throne of heaven, while by his humanity he reaches us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He can find us wherever we are. We pray and we ask the Lord that he may continue bringing us out from wherever we may be for the purpose of his glory. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this is a song about Jacob's ladder. The title is We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder, and is based on Genesis 28:11-12. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. Every round goes higher, higher. Every round goes higher, higher. Every round goes higher and higher. Soldier of the cross. Sinner, do you love my Jesus? Sinner, do you love my Jesus? Sinner, do you love my Jesus? Soldiers of the cross. If you love him, why not serve him? If you love him, why not serve him? If you love him, why not serve him? Soldiers of the cross.
Amen. Jesus had shown what righteousness consists and had pointed to God as its source. Now he turned to practical duties. In almsgiving, in prayer, in fasting, he said, let nothing be done to attract attention or win praise to self. Give in sincerity for the benefit of the suffering poor. In prayer, let the soul commune with God. In fasting, go not with the head bowed down and the heart filled with thoughts of self. Continuing on the next slide. The heart of the Pharisee is barren and profitless, is a barren and profitless soil in which no seed of divine life can flourish. It is he who yields himself most unreservedly to God that will render him the most acceptable service. For through fellowship with God, men become workers together with him in presenting his character in humanity. Desire of Ages, page 312, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How Jesus has shown in what righteousness consists of by pointing to God as his source? And how do men become workers with God in presenting his character in humanity? If you know the answer to this question, here once, bubble up.
The answer is he turned to practical duties. In almsgiving, in prayer, in fasting, he said, let nothing be done to attract attention or win praise to self, and through fellowship with God.
Amen. Praise God.
Desire Vegas, page 312. The service rendered in sincerity of heart has great recompense. That Father received in secret himself shall reward the openly. By the life we live through the grace of Christ, the character is formed. The original loveliness begins to be restored to the soul. The attributes of the character of Christ are imparted, and the image of the divine begins to shine forth. Continuing, next slide. The faces of men and women who walk with and work on earth with God express the peace of heaven. They are surrounded with the atmosphere of heaven. For these souls, the kingdom of God has begun. They have Christ's joy, the joy of being a blessing to humanity. They have the honor of being accepted for the master's use. They are trusted to do his work in his name. Desire Vegas, page 312, paragraph 2.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the last question we have, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. How is character forming us? And what will the faces of the men and women express who walk and work with God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Ba-ba-la.
The answer is, by life we live through the grace of Christ, the character is formed. The attributes of the character of Christ are imparted. And the image of the divine begins to shine forth. And they will express the peace of heaven. and they are surrounded with the atmosphere of heaven. For these souls, the kingdom of God has begun. Amen.
Amen. Let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, and this is taken from the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing the computer not to have any problem. Of the first section of our study, this is the second section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close to the mic for a story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewel. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, Matthew 11:30. Boys and girls, do you remember what a yoke is? It is something that helps two animals or two people to work better together. We are to bear the yoke of Christ that we may be placed in complete union with him. Take my yoke upon you, he says. Wearing the yoke unites finite man, finite means we have a limited lifespan, in companionship with the dearly beloved Son of God. Lifting the cross cuts away self from the soul and places men where he learns how to bear Christ's burdens. We cannot follow Christ without wearing his yoke, without lifting the cross and bearing it after him. The yoke and the cross are here used interchangeably. If our will is not in accord or in agreement with the divine requirements, we are to deny our inclinations. That is something we feel like doing. Give up our darling desires and step in Christ's footsteps. Men frame for their own necks yokes that seem light and pleasant, agreeable or easy, to wear, but they prove galling in the extreme. Now, what does galling mean? It means heavy or uncomfortable. It turns out not to be as good as we thought. Christ sees this, and he says, take my yoke upon you. The yoke you would place upon your own neck, thinking it is precise or an exact fit, will not fit at all. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. The lessons essential or needful for you to learn. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Lord never makes a false estimate concerning his heritage. Christ's heritage is his people. That's us. He measures the men with whom he is working. When they submit to his yoke, when they give up the struggle that has been unprofitable or no good or useless for themselves and for the cause of God, they will find peace and rest. When they become sensible of or realize their own weakness, their own deficiencies, they realize there are things they can't do by themselves. That's what deficiencies mean. They will delight to do God's will. They will submit to the yoke of Christ. Then God can work in them and to will and to do of his good pleasure. which is often entirely contrary or opposite to the plans of the human mind. When the heavenly anointing comes to us, we shall learn the lesson of meekness and lowliness, or humility, which always brings rest to the soul. Although you have trials, yet these trials, well borne or well endured, only make the way more precious. Sons and Daughters of God, page 69. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Try to do his will, and you will be happy. Well, that's Matthew 11, verse 30. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We have come to the end of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will continue with part 8 in our study entitled The Sermon on the Mount of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the precious family, little ones, mommies or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
We speak to all new and by our heads and hearts. Our Father, thank you for the Spirit to have a specific day. Thank you for the Spirit to work us at this moment. I pray that you can be able to be with us wherever we go. I thank you for the Spirit to learn from the scripture study either we are going to. I pray that we can be able to understand more of the ones that are going to come when our God starts. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities, my precious spirits. Those spirits are always perfectly through all the days of our lives. And bless us with your brothers that they have done anything that have been offended us in this heavenly. They be able to at least be still be in harmony with them. I pray that we can one day out this simple world, but at least help others before it is too late. And we must be close to one another and comfort one another. I thank you for blessings for the gifts that we have been given. And also the great faithfulness is of heart and of spirit also. So let's be able to always be having our thoughts and prayer, or if we have concerns or worries, ease or trials about something. Let's be able to have always our eyes open, that we be able to understand your law and know what we must do, who and how we can share with others. This is my prayer, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week, by God's grace, that will be November 21st, 2015, we will continue with part 8 of our study, the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 31. We want to thank each and every one of the family that took part of the reading and also in songs. We hope and pray that the dialogue at home will continue, that we can bring all things to the altar. And not to worry about what's going on in the world. Just remember, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, so we need to be able to fix our eyes upon Christ and hold his hand so like that we don't fall backwards or even look back. Have a blessed and a fruitful Sabbath. Have a blessed and peaceful one. May the Lord bless each and every one of you.